This is Senator Al Simpson. The tide of illegal aliens, which was on the ebb, is starting to surge back up again. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you and I don't always see eye to eye. But we did get together and work to pass a Fair Immigration Control and Reform Act back in 86. It was good sense legislation, aimed at stemming the flow of illegal aliens who cross into the United States each year. And at first, a dramatic reduction in illegal immigration did occur. But now the influx of aliens is rising back to over 1 million people a year. And Ted, the big problem is that illegal aliens can get around the law with a fake driver's license and a phony Social Security card. The old saw now, well, if America put a man on the moon, then surely we have the technology to create a tamper-proof Social Security card, which proves someone is exactly who they say they are. But Ted, let's use good old brain power to solve this one. Just brawn at the border won't work.
Al, as usual, you take a good idea and run it into the ground. Where you're heading is towards a national ID card. No one wants that, and we have to be careful not to take any step we'll regret down that road. True, we need to do more to combat the booming business and fraudulent IDs. We also need to simplify requirements on business. Current law contains tough penalties on employers who hire illegal immigrants, but the IDs that honest workers normally use are so easily forged that many employers are reluctant to accept them. Instead, they refuse to hire Hispanic Americans and other ethnic applicants for jobs, for fear that the workers will turn out to be illegal immigrants. One answer, Al, is to make the most widely used current forms, such as driver's licenses, tamper-proof. The last thing we need is your new national ID card. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on More College Aid for Parents and Students. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.